Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Western High School. Western High School, Roosevelt, Indiana, home of the Panthers. We're missing both teams out on the floor. Tonight, it's going to be an education-based varsity basketball game. Visiting team on the scoreboard tonight is going to be the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. And they're going to go against the Western Panthers. Already a good showing. Last year, put me in sports was there. It was that Central Catholic. A good ball game. Western had a good ball team again last year. I think they captured the win at Central Catholic a year ago. So it's going to be a rematch tonight. And I will mention both these teams. Getting warmed up right now. We'll mention the JV contest ended just a bit ago. Western Panthers got the win 45-44 over Central Catholic. They started out a pretty good margin, and Central Catholic closed it in, and it was anybody's game in the last couple of minutes. Western came out the winner. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall. That's ASO. Providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll let you know a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The school was founded in 1956. They have a school enrollment this year of 296. They're Class 2A, Sectional 38. There are six in their sectional. We'll mention the sectional members. We'll let you know their record versus sectional opponents versus class. That's 2A class opponents and their overall record thus far this season. We'll mention the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They've got a 2-0 record versus sectional opponents versus class. That's 2A opponents. They're 2-1. They are 4-4 overall. They're yet to play a divisional game in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. But something worth mentioning, Central Catholic's last ball game they played was on December 17th. Today is January 3rd. They went 17 days without a ball game. So they kind of have a hiatus. We'll see what happens tonight. I'm sure they've been in the gym working out with Coach Drake Barrett. We'll also mention the Seeger Patriots. They're 1-1 in sectional play. They're 2-4 in class basketball. They're 7-2 overall. Central Catholic went over their first game of the season. Central Catholic got the win. We'll mention Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie, they're 1-1 in sectional play. They're 2-4 in class play. They're 5-5 overall. I got to see them over the Christmas break at the Clinton Central tournament. Also, the Carroll Cougars. Carroll Cougars, they're right there on 18. That's in Flora, Indiana. They're 0-0. They're yet to play a sectional opponent. They're 1-2 in class basketball. They're 7-2 overall. Followed up by Delphi. The Delphi Oracles, they're 0-1 in sectional play. They're 1-3 in class 2A play. And they're 4-5 overall. Followed up by Covington. Covington 0-1 versus sectional opponents, 0-2 versus class opponents. We're mentioning they're 7-6 overall. We're mentioning Lafayette Central Catholic principal is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais, he's a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. He's going to come up here and talk with us at halftime. That ought to be fun. We'll mention the assistant athletic directors at Central Catholic are Julia Denhart and I believe Nate Deno. We'll also mention Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street. That's Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone at their athletic office, 765-474-2496. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics@plural.com. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. They have five in both divisions. We'll mention they stack up like this in the East presently. Tipton, Northwestern, Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Rensselaer Central, Central Catholic, West Lafayette, Twin Lakes. Again, we'll remind you, Lafayette Central Catholic currently 4 wins, 4 losses. Yet to play the Hoosier Conference West Division opponents. We'll mention that's going to happen on Saturday. They're going to go against Rensselaer Central. That'll be a home game at Lafayette Central Catholic on Saturday. It'll start at 8 p.m. Saturday night. So don't get there too early. JV contest probably going to start about 6:30. The head coach for the Central Catholic Knights is Drake Barrett. Drake Barrett, 4 wins, 4 losses, working in year number 1 at Lafayette Central Catholic. The next game on the agenda for Central Catholic is going to happen this Friday. Friday, January 6th, McCutcheon. McCutcheon will be in the house at Central Catholic High School. That'll be a 6 JV and a 7:30 for the varsity. We'll mention a little bit about the home team on the scoreboard. First, we got to mention JohnHarrell.net. I tell you what, JohnHarrell.net, that's a great website, especially for guys like me. That's John, JohnHarrell.net. Check that out. We'll also mention we're here at Western Panther High School. The PA announcer is Joey Dyer. He does a heck of a job. And he's waving to the crowd right now. He's going to wet his larynx right there and get ready for the second game. He did a good job in the JV contest. We'll mention the Western Panthers. Right here, they have a gym capacity of 3,304. Their school was founded in 1949, and their enrollment is 840. Well, mention their class 3A, sectional 22. There are 7 in their sectional. We'll mention their sectional opponents the same way. Sectional class, that's class 3A, and then overall. We'll mention it's Benton Central. Benton Central, they're 2-0 in sectional play. They're 5-1 in class, and they're 9-2 overall. Western, the Western Panthers are 2-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 2-3 versus class opponents, and they're 5-5 overall. West Lafayette, the Red Devils are 1-1 in sectional play, 3-3 in class play. They're 5-4 overall. We'll mention Rensselaer Central. The Bombers are 2-2 in sectional play, 3-3 in class play. And they're 6-3 overall. The Frankfort Hot Dogs, they're currently 1-2 in sectional play. They're 2-2 in class basketball. They're currently 4 wins, 5 losses on the season. Their coach this year is Dave McCullough. Dave McCullough can absolutely coach basketball. That gentleman's got over 800 games under his belt. He did a lot of games for Noblesville. Did well. It was a Shenandoah. Brought their program back to good. That's Dave McCullough. He's the coach at the Frankfort Hot Dogs. We'll mention Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes Indians. They're 1-3 in sectional play. They're 1-2 in class basketball. Overall, they're 5 wins, 5 losses. We'll also mention North Montgomery. North Montgomery, they wind out the sectional right there. They're number 7 at the bottom of this list. They're 0-1 in sectional play. They're 1-2 versus class opponents. They're 4-5 overall. We'll mention the Western Panthers are the champions this year. They were at the Clinton Central Holiday Tournament. Western Panthers got 3 wins. They won the tournament. First night they went against Tri-Central. They got a win on the 27th of December. Second game was on the 28th. The next day, it was a morning game. I believe it was 11:45 start. They defeated North Jefferson, earned them the right to come back that evening, play the Tipton Blue Devils, 8 p.m. for the championship game. And the Western Panthers claimed the hardware there at Clinton Central. That was the 63rd Clinton Central Holiday Tournament. It was ran beautifully. Mr. Ray Jones, Athletic Department. We'll mention the principal at Western High School is Steve Edwards. The athletic director is Aaron Hyman. The athletic secretary is Debbie Wilson. We'll let you know Western High School is located at 2600 South 600 West, Brucheville, Indiana, 46979. You can dial them up at 765-883-5541. On the web, you can find them at WHSPanthers.com. They wear the collars black, gray, and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are East Division members. We'll mention the Hoosier Conference tonight. Just one game on the schedule. It's a cross-conference game, East versus the West. East hosting the Western Panthers. They're currently 5 wins, 5 losses. They're in the East Division. We'll mention the head coach for the Western Panthers is Michael Lewis. Mike Lewis, currently working in year number 6 at Western, 71 wins, 54 losses. Overall, he's a 13-year varsity head basketball coach, 170 wins, 120 losses. Next game on the agenda for the Western Panthers, going to happen this Friday night, January 6th. Western will travel to West Lafayette at the beautiful stadium. I should say arena right there at West Lafayette. That'll be fun. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. A little more than 3 minutes left here in the pregame. We'll go ahead and mention Hoosier Conference Boys Basketball. Week 1, this is week 1, 2023. We'll let you know how it's stacking up. There are 13 games I'm getting ready to mention. January 3rd, PutMeInSports.com is here. You're listening to Put Me In Sports. We thank you for listening here on Tuesday, Central Catholic, here at Western, 7:30 start time. On Friday, January 6th, there's 4 games scheduled. It'll be Hamilton Heights at Northwestern. That'll be a conference game, an East Division matchup. That's a 7:30 start. McCutcheon will be at Central Catholic on Friday night, 7:30 start. Twin Lakes will be at Benton Central. That will be a West Division matchup, another 7:30 start time. Western will play a cross-conference game. You know that. It's at West Lafayette, 7:30 start time. We'll mention on Saturday, January 7th, 8 games on the agenda for Saturday in the Hoosier Conference related. We'll mention Benton Central. Going to be at Lebanon, 7:30 start. Lebanon coach, I'm pretty fond of him. That is Coach Albert Hendricks, working in year number 13 at Lebanon Tigers. This season, currently he's 8-2. He's averaging 60 points offensively per game. Mr. Albert Hendricks in 12 years plus, 168 wins, 135 losses. We'll also mention that night, Saturday night, it's going to be North Newton. North Newton going to travel to Twin Lakes. That'll be a 7:30 start. Head coach at Twin Lakes Indians. I'm also pretty fond of that guy, Coach Kent Adams. He recently retired as the AD at Twin Lakes High School. He told me coaching basketball in the unforeseeable future. He's not sure. He loves coaching basketball, and he does a heck of a job. 27th year at Twin Lakes. Coach Adams is 369 wins, 251 losses. Overall, he's looking for his 440th win overall. He's a 35-year, working in year number 35 as a varsity boys basketball coach. What a gentleman, Coach Ken Adams. We'll also mention Northwestern. Northwestern will be at Clinton Prairie on Saturday at the 7:30 start. Peru, the Peru Tigers, they're rated. You'll find out in a little bit, we hope. Going against Cavs, they will be at Cavs. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. But that game's going to happen. They call it Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Down there in Indianapolis, same place the Pacers play. So Peru and Cavs going to tip off at 6 o'clock at Gainbridge on Saturday night. Rensselaer Central, they're going to be at Central Catholic. Saturday night, 7:30 start. Tipton going to travel to Bethesda Christian at 7:30. Put Me In Sports will be there. But earlier that afternoon on Saturday, Put Me In Sports will be at Hamilton Heights. Hoosier girls basketball East Division matchup, 2-0 Northwestern, going to go against 0-0 Hamilton Heights. We'll mention West Lafayette. The Red Devils will travel to Covington Saturday. That'll be a 6:30 start for the varsity. Western at Logansport on Saturday, 7:30 start time. And that should be a good one. And we'll also mention that game at Hamilton Heights between Northwestern girls and Hamilton Heights girls will start at 2 p.m. That's the varsity start, 2 p.m. If you want to tune in, PutMeInSports.com will be there. Clock rolling down inside of 40 seconds. Get ready for some basketball. Varsity competition getting ready to take place. Ought to be a good one. We're getting ready to have the national anthem. We do thank you for tuning in. And ought to be a good game here tonight at Western High School. Temperature was beautiful today. They said it was going to get up to 64. They said 64 is the record. I'm pretty peculiar when I get home, watch the news, find out if that record was broken. Felt like it might have been. Tomorrow it's going to get up to about 50 degrees. And then it's going to hover around the 40-degree mark for the next 5 days. Public address right here, Joey Dyer. Sounds wonderful. We're going to set this down, National Anthem, on the way.
And your Western Anthem. On behalf of Superintendent Martha Boyd, Mr. Eppler, and Vice Director Gary Manning, and Dr. Mike Lewis, we would like to welcome everyone to tonight's podcast, expecting the man from Lafayette Central College and their administration, President Mike Dewey, Principal Melissa Robertson, and Vice Director Jim Fournette, and Head Coach Chris Harris. At this time, we would stand to move ahead and we honor America for the play of our national anthem.
National anthem. It's Memorex, but it's still just as good. Sounded wonderful. Didn't really mention the starting lineup. We'll talk about the starting lineup for the Central Catholic Knights. They'll start like this. Wearing number 10, that's Ben Mazur. He's a 6'3" senior. He's averaging 7.4 points per game. Wearing number 20, that's Nick Page. Nick Page, 6'1" junior. He's averaging 5 points per contest. At number 23, that's Tanner Fields. Tanner Fields, he's a 6'2" senior, averaging 12 points per ball game. At number 24, that's Bryce McCammon, 6 foot. He's a junior. He's averaging 6.6. And number 34, that's Albert Schwartz. He's a 6'5" junior. He averaged 12.5 per contest. The head coach for Central Catholic is Drake Barrett. As they play the Chicago Bulls, warm-up music right here for Western. Just hope they don't turn the lights out. I'm not prepared for that. Western Panthers will start like this. wearing number 14, he's 5'10", a senior, that's Patrick Thompson. Wearing number 21, 5'7" senior, Dylan Hightower. Wearing number 24, a 5'11" senior, that's Ian Thurston. Wearing number 33, 6'2" sophomore, Hudson Big. And winding out the lineup, he wears number 50, that's Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean, 6'8" tall. He's a senior. He averages 15.7 per ball game. The head coach of the Western Panthers is Mike Lewis. We'll let you know this. The roster, first with Central Catholic, they have 12 on their roster. 6 seniors, 4 juniors, 2 sophomores. Western had 15 on their roster, 5 seniors, 4 juniors, 5 sophomores, and 1 freshman. They're going to jump it up right now. It's going to be number 50, Mitchell Dean for Western at 6'8". Going to jump it up against number 34, Albert Schwartz at 6'5". He's a junior. They're tipped this off, 7:27 p.m. They did throw it up very tall. Mitchell Dean got the best of it, tipped the backcourt. Pretty low toss, but that's okay. First possession in the front court with Western on the dribble. Dylan Hightower. Here we get outside the arc. Right side, Hudson Big. Back out top to Thurston. They're working inside Mitchell Dean. There's going to be a whistle. Mitchell Dean is trying to pass it to the corner. Trying to pass it to Hobson. It's going to be a reach-in. It's going to be a first foul whistle on Central Catholic. They're going to whistle this foul on 24, Bryce McCammon. He has one. First foul of the ballgame. Back in the front court, Dylan Hightower. They're working beyond right elbow. They're working down low. Mitchell Dean pass down low to Hobson. 2-point bucket. Point blank range. 2-0 contest. Western in front. Ball's in the front court. Working the ball around the perimeter. That's 20. Nick Page on the dribble. Working against him is Dylan Hightower. Back out top. They're working around the perimeter. Such hands Ben Mazur. Back out top. They'll get it to 24. Bryce McCammon. They'll work it right side. Get the ball back from 23. Tanner Fields. Going to be thrown away. Picked up in the backcourt by Dylan Hightower. To the corner in the front court, 3-point shot. Long off the rim, Patrick Thompson got his own board. They take it back behind the arc. Hudson Big going to travel in. They go off the glass. 2-point bucket, Hudson Big. I used that travel word. Sorry, I missed some wrong word to use. He did not travel. He got the bucket. They're working back out top. 4-0 contest. Ben Mazur out top, works to the left side. They'll go to the corner with it on the dribble. They'll bring it back out. From Nick Page, back to Page. He got the triple threat of dribble once left side. They get back out to Ben Mazur out top. He thought about it for me. Defense, Patrick Hobson converged right away. They work it down low in the paint. There's Schwartz, so dish off. We're going to rub the baseline right here. Tanner Fields couldn't get the shot to go. Pass it out front. Dylan Hightower on the dribble. He'll backpedal dribble. He reset the offense. Working against him is Ben Mazur. Outside the circle, they're working with Mitchell Dean. Outside the arc, Ian Thurston. Ian Thurston going to kick it back outside to move with Mitchell Dean. Behind the arc, guarding him is Schwartz. That's Albert Schwartz. They'll go baseline. Ben Mazur goes up, gets a block shot on Hudson Big. And Central Catholic comes up with the basketball, but they see what happens. They're going to keep the ball in the front court. Ball went out of bounds. Last touch by Western. Be brought in right the bucket on the baseline. Tanner Fields going to bring it out top. Nick Page on the dribble working against him is Hightower. They'll work it right side with the basketball. Back out top. Tanner Fields on the dribble. Hightower taking the basketball. They'll work it right side with the basketball. They'll work it back around. Albert Schwartz left elbow. They go to the corner with it. Ben Mazur fake the three. He'll drive, travel in. He'll get the bucket. Where'd he go? Said that travel word again. Try to get that out of my vocabulary unless it's necessary. So that was Ben Mazur. He drove the hoop right there. Couldn't get the shot. They're going to whistle a foul. Take that back. They're going to say it went out of bounds. So Central Catholic going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Tanner Fields brings it in. Bryce McCammon. They're working around the perimeter. Outside behind the arc. Albert Schwartz back to Tanner Fields. They're working right side. Nick Page works it around, on around the perimeter right side. Ben Mazur will pick up the dribble back out top. They'll get it to Bryce McCammon. Tanner Fields going to dribble in. Back out to Bryce McCammon. He'll dribble in inside the arc. Pick up the dribble. Cross-court skip pass. Tanner Fields. to the corner. Albert Schwartz, defense is moving. It's Hudson Biggs moving his feet. Now Dylan Hightower guarding the basketball. Out top, Nick Page works at right side. A lot of basketball going on right here. Moving their feet really well are the Western Panthers. Central Catholic Knights trying to get a good shot, having difficulty getting open. Going to work it back around. They'll bounce it down low. Albert Schwartz reverse layup. Got a piece of it right there. That was Mitchell Dean. Rebound put back is good. That's Tanner Field. 2-point bucket. It's 4-2. 4:32 left here in the first quarter. Central Catholic wearing the dark blue, the visiting jersey. White jerseys here for Western. Home game, Roosevelt, Indiana. Home of Phil Waddell. He grew up here as a kid, learned a lot, working his dad's store at the AGI. Working right there at the right front. They move the ball down low. There's going to be a foul called. Working back the other direction. Ben Mazur going to go to the foul stripe. They're going to give him two shots. They're going to whistle this foul. They're going to call it on the floor. So they're going to insert substitutions in the ball game. We're going to see Amari Sutton. Where's number 32? Number 0, that's A.B. Quillen. Being number 1 in the ball game, Carter Biggs. He got some playing time, pretty good playing time in the JV contest. He's probably still got a couple of quarters available. They're working down low in the paint. Albert Schwartz, one-handed toss right here. A little hook shot wouldn't go. Back the other direction. Brought down the floor. That's Carter Biggs. They're working out top. Working to Quillen. Quillen on the dribble. They're working left side. Well behind the arc to Biggs. Out top. Aiden Quillen. 3-point shot. Good. Aiden Quillen picking up where he left off at the Clinton Central Tournament. 3-point shot. Good for Quillen. 7-2 contest. Western in front. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Tanner Fields wouldn't go. Trying to chase down the rebound. Did so. That was 24. McCammon saved the basketball on the teammate, Nick Page. Free throw line, with it down low. Reverse layup. A nice pass from Ben Mazur. The 2-point reverse layup for Bryce McCammon. 7-4 contest. 3:08 clock moving. First quarter. Across the timeline with the pass to the front court. Hudson Big. Gets into Mari Sutton outside the lane to work at baseline. Standing on the baseline was Dylan Hightower. He received the pass. Makes the ball out of bounds. Going to go back to Central Catholic. In the ballgame for Western, we're going to see number 20, Logan Nelson. In the ballgame for Central Catholic, number 12, Bobby Nestor. Also in the ballgame is 22, Ray Clayton. Bobby Nestor. He's a 5'9 sophomore. Clayton is a 6'1 sophomore. Out top of the basketball, Nick Page. Nick Page way out top. Picked up the basketball, worked it right side adjacent to him on the dribble. That's Bobby Nestor. Back to Nick Page, back to Nestor. They're working through the corner. He's one dribble, lost the handle, picked it back up. He's got his dribble available. That was Tanner Fields. They worked the ball around the perimeter to the left corner baseline. They bring it back around. Thought about a shot. That was Fields. Defense converged. That was Aiden Quillen covering him up right away. They'll go to the corner. Baseline at 22. Ray Clayton. They'll work it down low. Layup. Power layup. Didn't need the backboard. That was Albert Schwartz. Looked like he wanted to go up and slam it. I'm sure he could if there was traffic for that shot. 7-6 ball game. Western in front. First quarter, 1:55 remaining. Clock moving. In the front court on the dribble. Ian Thurston kicks it back out. Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs outside the arc. Hits another 3-point bomb. He's just a freshman. So we're going back out top. Move the ball around. Central Catholic Knights. Nick Page to the left corner baseline. Brought it back out. Nick Page with the basketball. Out top. They're working the ball around. That's number 12, Bobby Nestor. They get the ball back from Tanner Fields. They go to the corner with it again. 22, Ray Clayton. They'll work it down low. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Wouldn't go. That was Tanner Fields. The ball goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Central Catholic. Back in the ball game for Western. It's going to be 6'8". Mitchell Dean going to guard the inbound pass. He wears number 50. They bring it in. Tanner Fields gets it into Nick Page. He'll get the ball back. He'll take a jumper. Just outside left elbow. 2-point shot good for Fields. 10-8 contest. 1:10. 1 minute, 10 seconds left. Here in the first quarter, the pass across the timeline, Carter Biggs, the go baseline, going to be a push foul. Going baseline right there for Western with 20, Logan Nelson. He's going to absorb the foul, Central Catholic. They're going to whistle a foul on 22, Ray Clayton. So he's got one in the ballgame. We're working down low, Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean is a load. Going to take some strategy to block him out, to guard him. He's backing his way down right there. Foul's going to be whistled on Albert Schwartz. He has one. Team foul number three. One thus far. First half. First quarter, that is, on Western. Inside a minute, 54 seconds. Clock moving out top of the basketball. That's 20. That's 20. Logan Nelson. They're working in to Mitchell Dean. They're kicking back out. Carter Biggs for a three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Tanner Fields. Central Catholic to the front court. On the dribble, that's Fields. He'll pass it right side. Nick Page behind the arc. Working back to the corner. They kick it back out. Going to go left side. Tanner Fields. He'll drop it down low. Albert Schwartz going to be stolen. Trying to get the steal right there with number 20 for Western. Logan Nelson, he tossed it back in. It was passed out of bounds by Central Catholic. Going to belong to Western. 26.1 left. They bounce it in. Full court pressure being administered right now by Central Catholic. Carter Biggs, they're trying to pass out of it. Aiden Quillen back to Carter, who crossed the timeline on the dribble. Going to pick up a double team. Working right there, Ben Major back in the ballgame to kick it back outside. 10 seconds, he'll drive in. Ian Thurston kicks it out behind the arc. We're working left side. Free throw line, that was Aiden Quillen. They'll bounce it down low. Left-handed floater wouldn't go. Mitchell Dean couldn't get it at the buzzer. We'll get to a first quarter break. First quarter break. Western in front, 10. Central Catholic, 8. Would you thank you for tuning in? And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's not Mitchell Dean. That's Joe Dean. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at the 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. That number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. It's a second buzzer. 8 minutes on the game clock. Central Catholic Knights in defensive mode. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give the ball to Western. Limit, they had one tie-up in the quarter. Might have just missed that one because Western got the tip. So we're going to be right side in the front court. Hudson Biggs back out top to move the ball around. Christian Clibby in the ball game wears 14. The worker right side, trying to bounce it down low. Mitchell Dean couldn't reach it. He was cutting in. The ball was going out. And Ian Thurston going to throw the ball away. Going to give it back to Central Catholic. 10-8 contest. Western in front. Early going, second quarter. 7:35 left. We're going to in the front court. Tanner Fields. We're going back to Ben Mazur. Going to be tipped away. Nearly a steal. Good effort right there for Patrick Thompson. He skied for it and went out of bounds right there between the scorer's bench and the Western bench. In the front court, Central Catholic on the approach, on the dribble. Working it right there, Bobby Metzger. He'll work it down low. In the paint, Tanner Fields. Shot wouldn't go. Ball's loose. Tanner Fields comes up with it. Dishes it down low. Teammate Albert Schwartz gets the bucket on the reverse layup, and he'll shoot one more. Nick Page getting ready to check back in. He'll check back in here in just a moment. And Nick Page in the ballgame. Going to be one shot awarded to Albert Schwartz. Going to try the three-point play. Out of the ballgame, taking a breather. It's 23, Tanner Fields. Long off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Mitchell Dean. Skies for that one. To work the ball, Ian Thurston to the front court. They'll pass it around. Hudson Biggs back to Ian. Out top, working against him is Nick Page. They're working right there. They'll bounce it out top. They'll throw the ball away. Mitchell Dean trying to find Hobson near the corner. He throws the ball away. We're going to see number 32, Amari Sutton, back in the ballgame. Mitchell Dean going to get some low, medium, five, couple of assistant coaches. He'll take a breather. 6:58 clock moving. 10-10 ball game. He'll work it right side in the front court. Nick Page back to Ben Mazur. Mazur taking the point. He's outside the arc. Going to take a three. Rimmed out long. Wouldn't go. Just right of center. Rebound. Western. Ball's in the hands of Ian Thurston here across the timeline. On the dribble, he'll cross over. We're going to hit Nick Page. They go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound. That was Central Catholic, number 12, Bobby Metzger. Thought about coast to coast. He's going to dish off now from the baseline out. He'll bring it back out. Nick Page looks at right side behind the arc. Albert Schwartz. Outside there, Ben Mazur. He'll pass it down low. It'll go off the glass. Two-point bucket is good. 22, Ray Clayton. There's going to be a timeout called by Coach Lewis. He's going to call a 30-second timeout. 12-10 contest. Central Catholic in front. And we'll mention, if you'd like to subscribe, but you don't have a computer, the Hamilton County Reporter is available wherever you're at. Hamilton County Reporter, in-county rate, $24 a year. Out-of-county rate, just $60 a year. You can call the circulation director, Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. You can call that number and they can hook you up for your inbox. You can get it in your computer. That's 6 days a week. It's economical. Call Isaac Taylor at that number. Bring the ball in across the press, across the break the press with a dribble. Western in the front court, cross court pass. Base, I should say, side court to side court. And Hobson, a little bit tall pass for Dylan Hightower. Throws the ball away, going to belong to Central Catholic. They'll bring it in front of the Central Catholic cheerleaders. That was Ben Mazur. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. He'll pick up the pace now, left side. Working it around Bobby Metzger. They get the ball back from Nick Page. They'll work it right side. Ben Mazur back to Metzger. Working it around the perimeter. Trying to find an opening inside. In the ball game for Central Catholic is number 40, Aiden Schaefer. They're going to throw the ball away in the front court. Going to be picked up by Hobson. Back the other direction. Hightower crossing the timeline. A left-handed dribble. Working it left side. And bring it back right side. Bounce pass. Right there. They'll work the ball to Hudson Big. Back out near the center circle. Hightower work at left side to Quillen. Back to Hightower. He'll point out some directions. We're going to get Hightower is number 12, Bobby Metzger of Central Catholic. 5:18 on the game clock. 12-10 contest. They're working down low on the baseline. Amari Sutton going to move the foot. He's going to get called for traveling violation. He knew he did it. Pounded the ball off the floor. Got to be careful there. Some officials have a short fuse. 5:10 on the game clock. 12-10 ball game. Central Catholic by two. They'll work it back out top. Crisby. Take that back. Metzger. They'll work it down low. Ball's loose. Picked up there by Nick Page. Free throw line. They'll work it down low. Then Mazur. Mazur goes up with a shot. He'll get fouled in the act of shooting. Mazur going to shoot two. Two shots for Mazur. Tanner Fields going to check back in after his first shot. Also going to check back in after the first shot will be Albert Schwartz. Ben Mazur at the foul stripe. First shot rimmed around, wouldn't go. Get some encouragement on the lane right there. Taking a breather right now is Aiden Schaefer. Ben Mazur wears number 10. That was his first miss of the season. He's now 7 for 8. Second shot, good. 8 for 9 on the season. That's an 8 ball game. They bring it in from the backcourt. Quillen on the dribble. Pressure in the backcourt administered by Central Catholic. They're working across the timeline on a pass to Quillen. They'll get it down low on the baseline and get it back out to Quillen. Quillen's going to be guarded right there at Central Catholic. Bryce McCammon. He'll be screened off right there. They'll work out with Albert Schwartz. They kick it to the outside edge, and it's going to be kicked. Deemed as a kick, and it goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Central Catholic. Amari Sutton going to take a breather back in the ball game, number 50. That's Mitchell Dean. 4:35 on the game clock. They bring it in. Deep in the front court, that's number 20. They'll take that back, number 20, Logan Nelson. We're working outside the arc, Aiden Quillen. He'll dribble in, free throw line. He'll work it to the right corner baseline. Thought about a shot, wouldn't take it. That was Nelson back out to Quillen. Back to Nelson behind the arc. He'll bounce it down low. Left-handed floater in the paint. Wouldn't go for Mitchell Deeds. Rebound, Nick Page. To the front court, Tanner Field. To kick it back outside the arc, Ben Mazur. Three-point shot short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Western. That's number 20, Logan Nelson. To the front court on the dribble, Carter Biggs. He'll work it back out, Hudson Biggs. He'll dribble in. He laid it low, lower the shoulder. Some friction, no call. I think Coach Drake Barrett was kind of wondering about that call, but not for very long because he's got to go on. They're working back out to the baseline. Logan Nelson, reverse layup. Mitchell Dean with a go. Rebound, Albert Schwartz. Nick Page across the timeline. He'll get back to Albert Schwartz outside the arc. They're working baseline. Ben Mazur, give and go, and Albert Schwartz off the glass. Two-point bucket. Credit the assist to Ben Mazur. 15-10 contest. Central Catholic by five. 3:15 left here in the second quarter. In the paint, shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Hudson Biggs. Going up after the rebound with Mitchell Dean and Albert Schwartz. Going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle this one on Albert Schwartz. So back in the ballgame, Central Catholic checks back in with number 40, Aiden Schaefer. Back in the ballgame for Western is number 24, Ian Thurston. 15-10, 3:11 left during the first half. Outside the arc, Nelson. He'll bounce it down low, Mitchell Dean. He'll pass out of it. Three-point shot on the way. Good, Ian Thurston. Right elbow extended. Thurston for three. 15-13. Across the timeline, Nick Page. They'll get rid of it. It's stolen by Logan Nelson. They put up ahead Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs, not a tall guy. They're going to catch him for a traveling violation. Pretty good defense right there. McCammon to pick up a travel. That's Carter Biggs. He checks in at 5'8". He's just a freshman. Boy, that guy's got some upswing in front of him. Tell you what, he's a good one. 2:48 on the game clock. He brought in from the backcourt. Central Catholic brought in by Aiden Schaefer. On the dribble is Nick Page. He's going to be met in the backcourt by Carter Biggs. They'll pass it to the front court. Tanner Fields. He'll pass out of it to the corner. 3 points out of the way. Wouldn't go. That was Nick Page. Rebound. Western. Ian Thurston. He'll work at left side. Behind the arc. 3 points out on the way. Good. Credit the bucket. Number 20, Logan Nelson. Nelson for three. Puts Western back up by one. 16-15. Going to be stolen. Bounce pass from Page. Going to be stolen by Mitchell Dean. He was going to go the distance, going to try a layup. He got fouled in the act of shooting, swatted that at about waist level. They're going to whistle a foul on Nick Page, number 20. He's got one in the ballgame. That's five thus far. Second half on Central Catholic, three thus far on Western. Mitchell Dean going to shoot a couple. First shot on the way and good. Mitchell Dean working on that free throw percentage. Back in the ballgame for Western is number 14, Patrick Thompson. So one more shot is going to be awarded to Mitchell Dean. 17-15, Western by two. Second shot also good. Left-handed stroke, nothing but net. 18-15, Western by three. Going to be met at half court by Western. That's Nick Page. Dribbles out there. Ben Mazur, free throw line to work it down low. Worked it down low. That was Ray Clayton trying to get it down low and get a bucket. Working right there. And a whistle, a foul on Western. It's going to be whistled on number 20, Logan Nelson. Nelson picks up his first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number four. Free throw line number 40, Aiden Schaefer for Central Catholic. First shot rimmed around. Wouldn't go. Get some encouragement on the lane. Ben Mazur. And Ray Clayton, he'll get one more. Number 40, Aiden Schaefer, he's a senior. Second shot rims off, when go, rebound, Mitchell Dean. To Carter Biggs, he'll give the ball up to Ian Thurston. Thurston going to dribble across the timeline and work a right side to pick up a screen for Mitchell Dean to go baseline and kick it back out. 3-point shot on the way, Western. Wouldn't go for Logan Nelson, fighting for the board. Mitchell Dean was up there above several of them. They're going to whistle a foul on Central Catholic. It's going to be on number 20, Nick Page. Coming back in the ballgame in a hurry is number 12, Bobby Metzger. Metzger going to give a break to Nick Page. As mentioned, quite sure. You got a 6'8 guy in there you got to defend. So bring the ball back in. Logan Nelson behind the arc. Working against him is 12, Bobby Metzger. Against to Patrick Hobson. Hobson going to dribble in. Pass it outside. He and Thurston just outside the paint. They're beginning for a traveling violation. He drugged that pivot foot trying to get a jump in the lane. One official called it. One whistle blew. He made the right call. 18-15. 1:32 clock moving. Just before halftime, they're dicked up at half court. Carter Biggs picked up the basketball. Ben Mazur. They go cross-court skip pass. Shot on the way. Tanner Field. Tanner Field left-handed stroke behind the arc for three. 18-18 ball game. We're nearing halftime. 1:12 left. They're working back around. They go alley-oop. They got the job done. That one's from Ian Thurston on the baseline. That was inside the arc. And Mitchell Dean put it down alley-oop style. Two-point bucket for Dean. 20-18 to work it down low. Shot in the paint right there. Couldn't go. Got his shot deflected on the arm. He's going to shoot two more. At the free throw line for Central Catholic, number 40, Aiden Schaefer. Foul whistle. That was on 24, Ian Thurston. He had two. First shot up, rimmed out, wouldn't go. Substitution back in the ballgame for Western is Dylan Hightower. Taking a breather is Ian Thurston. Ian Thurston going to check out a ball game. He's got two. Coach Lewis definitely don't want him to get his third foul in the first half. Second shot on the way. Rimmed around. Fell out. Wouldn't go. That was the Aiden Schaefer. Rebound, Patrick Hobson. 48 seconds left. Dribble to the front court. He'll bounce it right side. Carter Big to the corner. Logan Nelson going to hit another three-point bomb in front of the Central Catholic bench. Nearly a steal in the front court, saving the basketball there, is Drake Johnson. They get it down low. Shot wouldn't go from Tanner Field. Back out there on the rebound, Patrick Thompson. He'll slow it up just a bit. 23 seconds left. 23-18, Western by five. Zigzag on the scoreboard. Playing a little seesaw on the scoreboard. 12 seconds left. Out top, Dylan Hightower. Working against him, 22, Ray Clayton. Working in. Hightower in the paint. Going to kick it back outside. Carter Biggs. He'll take a three. Good. Before the buzzer. Carter Biggs for three in the left corner baseline. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score. Western 26. Central Catholic 18. Good game in the worst. That's mentioned. Seesaw battle on the scoreboard. We'll mention keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. We have a halftime guest here in just a moment. And when that happens, we'll break in the action right there. We'll talk about the Class 2A. IHSAA, boys basketball rankings. These were tabulated on the 27th of December. I have the top 15 right here in front of me. We're going to break in the action. We'll be back when we're unplugged. We're joined right now by Coach Bordney. Coach Bordney, I tell you what, that seesaw battle on the scoreboard.
Yeah, you know, it's been a physical game. Looks like there's a little bit of rust on both ends. But definitely been a good ball game here in the first half.
And I mentioned in pregame, you guys played the game 17 days before this one. Is that common? I know Northwestern does the same thing.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a layoff here, and knew we'd probably come out with a little rough. But you know, with our guys, most of our guys playing football, it gave them a chance to get their legs back a little bit and let their bodies heal up a little bit. And you know, the real season's here in the second half, so. You know, I think it'll help our kids in the long run, especially come tournament time.
I think so too. I gotta ask you. I know Northwestern, they sometimes go bowling in that 17-day period. You guys ever do something like that?
Yeah, I think our guys, they got together and did some things as a group. And, you know, we also had a baseball camp with a lot of our guys worked here last week. So, you know, most of our guys play multiple sports. So, it's good for them to actually have some time off and then, do some things as a group outside of the sport that they're playing.
I tell you what, Western and, Central Catholic, East versus West, that crossover game happens quite a bit between those two teams.
Yeah, it does, you know, and I think there's probably a good chance that we could end up playing again. Yeah, I think both of our divisions are very strong this year. A lot of good teams, both sides of the conference. It's probably the strongest top to bottom that I think the Hoosier Conference has been in a long, long time.
Well, we got some volume. We got Mitchell Dean working against Ben Mazur out there on the court. Pretty good chance that they'll pick against each other this year.
Yeah, they did. You know, they did last spring, and both of them are very, very skilled pitchers on the baseball diamond, and both of them are holding their own out here tonight on the basketball court as well.
Tell you what, Mitchell Dean got an alley-oop slam dunk. Pretty good pass from Ian Thurston.
Yeah, Mitchell Dean's a great athlete. You know, he can do a little bit of everything, and very talented, and he's obviously kind of the core of their basketball team as he is their baseball program as well.
I think so. Hey, I got to ask you, your son AJ, he's going back to school in a couple of days. His grade point average is probably up there.
Yeah, he had a good semester. He does a good job in the classroom. Very proud of him, and more proud of him, you know, what he does in the classroom than even what he does on the baseball diamond. So, yeah, we're really pleased and looking forward to a good year here for Marion Baseball Program come this spring.
Well, is it Carolyn? Is that right?
Caroline.
Caroline, I tell you what, she's probably about ready to go to college, too.
Yeah, she's in her senior year here at CC. One semester left, and we'll be going to Purdue next year. Looking forward to that, and she's excited about that as well.
She's going to get to play tennis. I know she's a standout tennis player for Central Catholic.
Yeah, she's playing tennis this spring and excited about that. You know, does a good job as a doubles player, and she's really looking forward to her spring season.
I tell you what, when you had your camp for baseball, you probably had that inside. But I tell you what, the weather's been tremendous.
Yeah, it has been. You know, today, walking outside, it's like, get that itch. You need to get out, you know, get out there in the baseball diamond. But, you know, we've got a couple months to go. We've got to get a lot of work done inside. That's part of being in the north. But, yeah, days like this really, really gives you the itch to get outside and get on the diamond.
I was talking to my wife a couple of days ago, and I said, Paula, I said, basketball season is really getting close to being over. And she said, yeah, but right around the corner is baseball season.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're looking forward to that. Had a good end of our season last year. Several guys back, and you know, as long as we can stay hungry and humble, we'll have a good opportunity come this spring. We have some big shoes to fill. We lost three really tough seniors that were great leaders for us. So we have some guys step up in leadership roles, but we are looking forward to what we have coming back this spring.
Should be good. I got to mention them. You got some versatility. You can move some guys around.
Yeah, you know, that's part of, I think, guys playing multiple sports, they develop some athleticism, and they don't get pigeonholed into one position. It really really served us well last year. Jackson Kane started three-fourths of the season behind the plate and had an injury to his hand, and we were able to put Ryan Schumer back there and didn't miss a beat. And you know, we had Ben Mazur, obviously what he did on the mound, but he was skilled enough to go out and play outfield, and you know, so we do have some guys that have some versatility, and you know, I think that's a big part of our success is our guys are able to play multiple positions.
I tell you what, you look at me, and you look at you, and you look at our hairdo, and then you look at these players, your baseball players, they like to have some hair.
Well, they may like it, but come springtime, it will be trimmed up.
About like Marge Schott?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, that's okay.
But our guys, coaching at Central Catholic, we're very fortunate to have the athletes that we have and the character of the kids that we have. That really, I think, is a big part of our success. Our kids do have good character and good work ethic, and they're kind of brought up that way in elementary school and our Catholic schools, and then carries over into high school.
Well, Coach, coming up year number 26 at Central Catholic. Does it feel like it? Because you look like you're not a day over 30.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I can tell you I don't feel that way. But looking forward to it. It's just like every season, start of the season, a lot of anticipation and excitement. And I know our kids are really excited to get going as well.
Sounds good. We're going to break out of here. We're going to read some statistics here. We got the 2A and 3A rankings. They want to hear that.
Thanks. I appreciate it, and appreciate all you do for high school sports.
That is Coach Bournet, Coach Tim Bournet. He's also the athletic director at Central Catholic. We're going to plug back in. One moment, please. Okay, we'll plug back in. We'll see if Paula can capture that. Let us know that it's coming in okay. And then there's a buzzer. 2-minute buzzer. We'll finish up the 2A rankings. As mentioned, tabulated on December 27th. We'll let you know at number one, they're in sectional 37 at Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves. They're 10-1. Sectional 47 and number two is Lenton Stockton Miners. 10-1. Sectional 48 at number 3 is South Spencer Rebels. Central Catholic Knights, familiar with their baseball team. 10-1. At number 4, sectional 33, Gary 21st Century. They are the Cougars. They're 7-3. At number 5, sectional 42, Eastern Hancock Royals. They're 8-3. At number 6, sectional 46, there are 3 in sectional 46 in these rankings. Brownstown Central Braves are 9-2. We'll also mention number 7, sectional 40, Wapahani Raiders, they're 8-1. At number 8, sectional 43, University High School Trailblazers, they're 7-1. At number 9, Taylor Titans, sectional 39, they're still unbeaten at 9-0. Number 10 is Carroll Cougars. That's out of Florida. They're sectional 38. They're 7-2. Number 11, that's sectional 46 again. That's Southwestern Rebels. They're out of Hanover. They're 10-0. Number 12, that's the Wabash Apaches. That's number 12. They're sectional 36, 8-2. At number 13, sectional 39, Tipton Blue Devils. They're 9-2. And sectional 47 and 46, they're tied at 14. Sullivan, Golden Arrow, they're 8-3. Providence Pioneers, also a familiar school with Central Catholic, they're 5-3. And that completes the Class 2A. We're trying to talk about the Class 3A in just a bit. They're going to inbound the basketball. It's going to be inbound by Central Catholic, also possession arrow. Going to be brought in by McCammons. That's Bryce McCammons. Gets it in. Nick Page. He'll work the left side. Ben Mazur. He'll work the ball back around. Back out top. Nick Page works at right side. Tanner Fields back to Page. We're going to back around. They're working inside now. 24 McCammons. They'll pass a bounce pass down low. Albert Schwartz trying to retain it. It's going to be a foul whistled into paint. Ball hit the floor. They're going to whistle this foul on Central Catholic. 34, Albert Schwartz. Albert Schwartz is going to take up the first foul of the second half. Central Catholic. Going to bring it in from the backcourt. Central Catholic applying pressure. Brought into Ian Thurston. Back to Dylan Hightower. Back to Thurston. Thurston on the dribble. He'll bounce. He'll jump pass to the front court. Dylan Hightower picked up there by McCammons. And Fields going to be a steal back the other direction. He'll go off the glass. 6'5" Albert Schwartz uncontested for a layup. 26-20 in the backcourt. Central Catholic applying pressure once again. Patrick Hobson going to pass it to the front court. Looking outside the arc. Ian Thurston, 3-point shot, ready to go, rebound, Hudson. Hudson big, brings it to the other side of the rim, who was in the paint. There'll be a reach-in foul on Central Catholic. It'll be called on number 20, Nick Page. Nick Page going to pick up his third foul early in the second half. 7:09 left. Pass out top, Dylan Hightower on the dribble, working against him, Tanner Field. They're working the left side, Patrick Hobson. Bounce pass stolen. Stolen by McCammons. Bryce McCammons gets the ball back across to the timeline. Working across court, skip pass. Outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Tanner Fields. Across court pass made by Ben Mazur to the front court after the rebound. Ian Thurston in the front court now. They'll bounce it out top. Hudson Big. They'll work it down low. Mitchell Dean balls on the floor. Mitchell Dean's on the floor. It's going to be a reach-in. They're going to call a jump ball, but we haven't seen the jump ball signal. One official looks at the alternate possession arrow. They're going to say a timeout was called. Timeout, evidently. Timeout white. They're going to say Mitchell Dean evidently had possession in order to call that timeout. I'm not so sure. 6:35 on the game clock. 30-second timeout. The win mentioned, put me in sports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, they captured the Class 1A title this year, 2022. They won the state, 27 wins, 6 losses. Also, football in the fall, put me in sports at Kitchen Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. You can capture Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. Couple of days from now on the 5th, 6 o'clock start, Central Catholic, Hamilton Heights will be at Lewis Cass High School for a basketball game. Girls varsity will be at 6 o'clock. Put Me In Sports will be there. That's Thursday, a couple of days away on the 5th. Of January. Going to be brought in, ride the bucket by Western. Ian Thurston looking to get it in. He'll pass it out top. Patrick Hobson guarding him quickly is Ben Mazur. They'll bounce it in, right elbow against Mitchell Dean. Back out top, Hobson. He'll take a three. Nothing but net. Patrick Hobson. Ben Mazur want to know if he's pushed off to create some space. Magic goes in. 29-20. Western by 9. They're working inside, just outside the paint. Jump shot, pretty shot. 24, Bryce McCammon. 29-22. Balls on the floor are going to be a jump ball. Central Catholic applying pressure. Ian Thurston had a high dribble, and right there to lock him up was Tanner Field. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give the ball back to Western. Going to be brought in Thurston, three-quarter court. Gets it back in on the dribble. Patrick Hobson. He'll bounce to the front court to Thurston. He'll work it down low in the paint. Mitchell Dean, the ball low right there. He turned to move the basketball. It's going to be a reach-in foul on Central Catholic. They're going to whistle this foul on 23. They're going to whistle this foul on 32. Take that back. 32, we're going to take up the foul. Keaton Brooks. To work it back around off the glass. Mitchell Dean for two. So, not so sure. Mitchell Tanner Brooks, or Keaton Brooks, not in the ballgame. They're looking at elbow, right side. McCammon, reach in foul. Ian Thurston going to get a reach in. So, whistle's going to be called on Ian Thurston. He picked up number 3 in the contest. He'll take a breather. Back in the ballgame for him is number 0, Aiden Quillen, a 5'10 sophomore. Going to pass it to the backcourt. He did control it. He'll pick up the basketball. That's 24, Bryce McCammon. He'll bring it back across the timeline. He'll work it out top, Nick Page. Working left side, Ben Mazur behind the arc. He'll work it in elbow, left side. McCammon back into Page. Baseline, Albert Schwartz, cross-court skip pass behind the arc. That's Ben Mazur outside the paint. McCammon's going to pass it to the corner. He'll dribble in. Tanner Field back to Ben Mazur, back to Field. Outside the arc, Nick Page. Western moving their feet, playing good defense in this front court on this possession. 5 minutes left. third quarter outside the arc. They work it down low. Bryce McCammon in the paint. He'll take a shot. Going to be deflected and blocked by Mitchell Dean. He'll pass it to the front court with a baseball pass to Hightower. They're working into Hudson Biggs. And going baseline right there was Mitchell Dean. He's going to get bumped out of bounds. They're going to whistle a foul on Central Catholic. They're going to whistle a foul on number 34, Albert Schwartz. Schwartz going to pick up his fourth foul with 4:42 left here in the third quarter. He's going to take a breather. Ball's going to be brought in right the bucket on the baseline. Western going to be brought in by Logan Nelson. He'll get it in. Patrick Hobson out top. Aiden Quillen back to Hobson. Guarding Hobson is Ben Mazur. Out top, Tanner Fields guarding the basketball. Aiden Quillen. The worker left side in front of the Western bench. He'll bring the ball back out. That's Hobson. Patrick Hobson to the corner. Carter Biggs. He'll dish off. It goes the lane off the glass. Wouldn't go. That was Logan Nelson. Ball ends up carrying in the last touch by Weston. Goes out of bounds. Central Catholic going to bring it 84 feet to the front court. In the ball game for Central Catholic, we're going to see number 22, Ray Clayton. Ray Clayton, a 6'1 sophomore. Taking a breather. It's 24, Bryce McCammon. Next dead ball, we're going to see number 12, Bobby Nestor for Central Catholic back in the ball game. But look at elbow. Right side, Ray Clayton to the corner, his dribble baseline, pass it across the lane, three-point shot, wouldn't go, Ben Mazur, rebound put back is good, that's number 40, Aiden Schaefer, 31-24, Western by 7, pass to the front court, Aiden Quillen, he'll dribble in, right-handed layup, left side of the glass, wouldn't go, Amari Sutton touches the ball. It goes out of bounds. Trying to save it there with Aiden Quillen, but he was standing out of bounds. As mentioned, back in the ballgame, number 12 for Central Catholic, Bobby Nestor. Taking a breather is number 10, Ben Mazur. 3:45 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. It'll pass to the front court, Nick Page. Nick Page back out top. They'll move the ball around. It's number 12, Bobby Nestor. In the hands of Tanner Seals. Cross-court pass, opposite quarter. On the dribble there, Nick Page back out to Metzger. He'll bounce it left side. Left-handed shot behind the arc. Wouldn't go. Rebound putback wouldn't go. Nick Page not going to allow the second putback attempt. They're going to call foul on the floor. They're going to whistle a foul on Western. 14. Patrick Hobson going to pick up his third foul in the ballgame. He'll take a breather back in the ballgame for Western. It's 33. Hudson Biggs, a 6'2" sophomore, to the corner. Back pedal, he'll pick up the dribble right there. Metcher, pass cross court, skip pass, trying to get it to Page, and it's tipped out of bounds by Western. It's going to belong to Central Catholic. They'll bring it in from half court. Going to bring the ball in right there. Tanner Fields, slightly to the backcourt on the dribble now is Bobby Metcher. Working against him is number one, Carter Biggs, the freshman. Going to work it to the corner. There's going to be some action right there off the ball. A little bit of a bump. A little bumping going on right there. They're going to whistle this on 32 Western. That's Amari Sutton. Amari Sutton, a 6'2" junior. He's got some mobility. Coach Lewis says he comes in, gets some good minutes for their team. Elbow right side, jump shot. Tanner Fields, rimmed off, wouldn't go. Rebound Hudson Biggs. He'll dish off to Carter Biggs. Not sure if they're relatives. Probably are. Don't know why. Might be brothers. Shot off the mark. Rims high. Picked up on the rebound. Nick Page. They'll go to the front court. Off the glass. Two-point bucket in the paint. At Tanner Fields. Five-point ball game. Western in front. 31-26. Full court pressure administered by Central Catholic. Trying to get the ball across. Hudson Biggs. Passes it across to Aiden Quillen. Back to Carter Biggs. He'll dribble in. They work it down low. Amari Sutton, ball off the foot, ends up in the hands of Central Catholic. Nick Page in the front court. Works to the right corner baseline. He'll drive the baseline. Cross-court skip pass. Three-point shot on the way. Tanner Fields wouldn't go. Rebound Western. That's 33 Hudson Big. The big guys working in the backcourt. A collision. And they're going to whistle a foul on Western. It's going to be called on 32 Amari Sutton. He shakes his head. He's going to come out of the ball game. Back in the ball game is 50. Mitchell Dean. Amari Stetton has two fouls in the contest. He's got three left. 2:12 left here in the third quarter. 31-26. Central Catholic by five. They'll bring it in on their own baseline. Left of the bucket. They bring it to the opposite corner. Nick Page dribbles once. Picks up the dribble. Works it back to Tanner Fields. He'll take a jump shot off the glass and got the bucket. And he got fouled. He'll shoot one more. Tanner Fields is going to shoot one more. They're going to whistle this foul on 20. Logan Nelson. Logan Nelson is going to pick up his second foul in the ballgame. Five thus far, second half on Western. Four thus far, second half on Central Catholic. Carter Bays going to come out of the ballgame. He gets a good clap. Pat on the backside. He'll shoot one. Three-point play opportunity. Wouldn't go. Rebound out here. Picked up by Ian Thurston of Western. He'll dribble a pass across the timeline. He'll work a right side. He'll work in the lane. Shot wouldn't go. He's going to hit the deck. Wouldn't go. That was Nelson back the other direction. Central Catholic in the lane off the glass. Left-handed for the lefty. That's 22. Ray Clayton for two. 31-30. Western by one. To the front court. Catching a difficult pass there on the sideline of Nick Page. Excuse me. That was 20, Logan Nelson. It's going to be a 30-second timeout called right here. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern where you're going or where you're at, you can text message Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. At 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. Can be brought in, side court, brought in by Ian Thurston. He'll get it in. Logan Nelson on the dribble, working against him. Nick Page will work a baseline, Hudson Big. Around the arc, back up, take a three-point shot, got it, and he'll shoot one more. Logan Nelson set up to take a three. Tanner Fields was going to guard that shot. He reset and shot again and got the bucket. Three-point shot and just brushing the arm right there of Logan Nelson was Tanner Fields. Three-point play opportunity turns into a four-point play. One possession, Logan Nelson, 35-30. Ball's in the front court, Central Catholic. We're going to down low McCammon. They're working to 22, Clayton. Clayton trying to get it to teammate. Tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touched by Western. 1:13 on the game clock, 35-30. Pass to the backcourt, picked up there. Western, that's number 12. Let's take that back to Central Catholic, number 12, Bobby Metzger. Back to Metzger. He'll work at right side behind Art Nick Page. Page being guarded right there. He'll dribble back. Hightower providing some good defense. Working to back out. Not Nick Page being guarded by Hightower. He'll work at left side. Metzger outside the arc. They'll go from the corner. Three-point shot wouldn't go. That was Cammons. McCammons and rebound. Central Catholic. That was Tanner Fields on the board. Should take that back. That was Ray Clayton on the board. They'll work at outside the arc. Back panel dribble. Working the basketball here is Tanner Fields. Nick Page with the basketball. Going to take up the dribble. Work at left side. Going to dribble in. Floater in the paint. Tanner Fields. Looks like a game of horse. 35-32. 5 second violation. Backcourt. Central Catholic wouldn't allow the inbound. Central Catholic going to get the ball back from Western. Central Catholic going to have an opportunity for a 4 or 5 point play in this front court right here. Going to be brought in left of the bucket. Brought in right here, Tanner Fields. Deep in the front court, number 12, Bobby Metzger. They'll work at left side. Get the ball back from Nick Page. The Metzger's throw down top. We're going to get him is Dylan Hightower. 11 seconds left. Outside the arc, Nick Page for three. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Mitchell Dean. Outlet, Ian Thurston. 3 seconds. He's going to take a long half-court shot. Going to graze the net. We're going to complete the third quarter of play. after three quarters of play. Western, 35. Central Catholic, 32. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by ChrisandFishers.com. Since 1983, back in the ballgame for Central Catholic during this time, this break, is number 10, Ben Mazur, and 34, Albert Schwartz. Also in the ballgame during this quarter break is number 0, Aiden Quillen for Western. ChrisandFishers.com. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is ChrisandFishers at 8599 East 116th Street. The second location, ChrisandNoblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's Noblesville, Indiana, between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32. You can score their quality used car inventory. You can visit them on site, or you can visit them online at ChrisandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Ball's going to be brought in. Alternate possession arrow back to Central Catholic. 8 minutes, fourth quarter, 35-32, Western by three. In the front court with the basketball, that's Bobby Metcher. They're working adjacent to him. Ben Mazur gets the ball back to Metcher. They're working through the corner. That's Bryce McCammon's cross-court tip pass. Three-point shot on the way. Rimmed out for Tanner Fields. Rebound, Western, Ian Thurston on the board. They're across the timeline on a dribble pace. Working against him is Tanner Fields. They go outside the arc there to Mitchell Dean. They get the ball back to Quillen. Left side behind the arc in front of the Western bench on the dribble. That's Ian Thurston. He'll bounce it back out top to Aiden Quillen. Guarding him is Ben Mazur. Back out to Mitchell Dean. He'll get rid of it in a hurry to Ian Thurston. He'll dish off Hudson Biggs. Outside the arc, he'll dribble in. Aiden Quillen going to get called for a double dribble. Look at the hesitation dribble right there. He thought he might shoot in the paint and then saw an opening. They give the ball back to Central Catholic. 7-12 on the game clock. 35-32. Western in front. Fourth quarter. We're going to back outside moving the basketball. We're going to back out to Metcher. Works it to Ben Mazur. Pass to the corner, driving baseline. Couldn't handle the pass. It's Tanner Fields. They get it back to Carter Biggs. Now back in the hands of number zero. That's Aiden Quillen. They'll pass it behind the arc. Left side, Carter Biggs. Going to be a foul committed there. It's on the pass reception. They try to get it to Ian Thurston. They're going to whistle a foul on Central Catholic. Number 12, Bobby Metcher. He'll pick up his first foul in the ballgame. 6:45 left, fourth quarter. That's the sixth team foul, a senior team on Central Catholic in the second half. Western, thus far, with five. In the backcourt of the basketball. Hudson Big, he'll get it back to Ian Thurston across the timeline. Stationary dribble out into the center circle. He'll work at the left side in front of the arc, Mitchell Dean. He'll set a screen for Aiden Quillen. He'll dribble the ball around. He's going to be tipped away and stolen by Bobby Metcher going back the other direction. Tanner Fields off glass. Difficult shot off glass as he was going out of bounds. 35-34. One-point ball game. Western in front. Western trying to get into the corner. It's off the hands of Aiden Quillen. Going to go out of bounds. Going to be a long successful captain. Number 20, Nick Page, going to check back in the lineup. He's going to give a breather to number 12, Bobby Metcher. Bobby Metcher with some good minutes off the bench for Coach Barrett. 6:10 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline of the pass, Ben Mazur. Out top on the dribble. Bring it back around, Albert Schwartz. Tries a bounce pass, and that ball was absolutely kicked. That might have been good from 40 yards. 35-34. You're seeing the front court with Central Catholic. Going to be brought in by Tanner Fields. Guarding the inbound is Mitchell Dean. Jumping up and down. That's a pretty tall specimen. When he's jumping up and down, he's already 6'8". 5:55 on the game clock. He'll work at elbow. Right side, he'll dribble in. Albert Schwartz. They go to the corner. Three-point shot, Nick Page. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Mitchell Dean. He'll outlet point guard. 24, Ian Thurston. They're across the timeline at a walk pace. Spat out some directions. Elbow out top now. Mitchell Dean on the dribble. Ian Thurston. to pick up the dribble out top. Hudson Big. The wicket down low. Turn around off the glass. 2-point bucket good for Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean not quite getting his average, but starting to play some ball here in the fourth quarter. 5:18 on the game clock. The wicket left side on the dribble. Put the dribble in. Left-handed Tanner Fields coming down with the basketball. Possession of two. Simultaneous possession. They're going to give the ball back to Western on the alternate possession arrow. Carter Biggs gets a pretty good hand as he comes out of the ballgame. Back in the ballgame, Patrick Hobson wears number 14. They'll bounce it across the timeline. In the front court now, Ian Thurston. They'll bounce it right side. In the ballgame for Central Catholic is 24, Bryce McCammon. They'll work it out top. Mitchell Dean guarding him. Albert Schwartz. They'll work it left side behind the arc. Hudson Biggs. They'll work it right side. Going to go baseline now. It's Ian Thurston. Try to bounce it down low. It's deflected. Picked up by Albert Schwartz. Going back to the other end of the floor. They're going to call blocking foul and probably a good call right here by the official. Not quite stationary. Trying to draw the charge. 4:40 left here in the fourth quarter. 37-34. Western by three. That's the fourth foul here in the ballgame. Whistle on Western number 14, Patrick Hobson. Nick Page, first shot up and good. Substitution back in the ballgame. Didn't get much of a break. It's number one, Carter Biggs, taking a breather at 14, Patrick Hobson. Nick Page will get one more. 37-35. And now 37-36. Page gets both of them. 4:40 on the game clock. We're in the fourth quarter. 1-point ball game, Western in front. Central Catholic administering the full court pressure. Ian Thurston on the dribble. Carter Biggs crosses the timeline with the pass to Hudson Biggs. Back to Hudson Biggs. Outside the arc, he'll dribble in. They go to the corner. 3-point shot. Carter Biggs. Nothing but net. Carter Biggs. That's a freshman. He lit him up at Clinton Central last week. Out in the front court. 40-36. Western by four. Working back out top of the basketball. Nick Page. Outside the arc. He'll pass it right side behind the arc. Get McCammon. Bryce McCammon. Nick Page. Going to point out some directions. He'll pick up the ball. Couple of steps behind the arc straight away. Works at left side. Ben Mazur. Back to Page. He'll use a dribble. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Rims off long. Would go for Bryce McCammon's rebound. Ian Thurston of Western. Back the other direction. Hudson Biggs. He'll dish it back out top. Ian Thurston is in the lane. They're going to call a reach-in foul. He was in the lane. He had no place to go. Could have just blocked him out. But they reach in, pick up the foul. It's going to be a bonus. Going to the foul stripe, it's going to be number 24, Ian Thurston. 3:42 left here in the fourth quarter. Ian Thurston, first one, nothing but net. 41-36. 5-point advantage for Western. Timeout called by Coach Drake Barrett. He's going to call a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope. It's Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. 9720, I should say. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. At the foul stripe for Western, number 24, Ian Thurston. Let's slide the second one, and you'll get both of them. 42-36, 6-point advantage for Western. 3:36 left here in the fourth quarter. Front court of the basketball. Ben Mazur out top on the dribble. He'll work it left side. Thought about it. They'll get it back to Nick Page. Left side gets the ball back out top. They'll work it right side. Tanner Fields. Double team right there in a hurry. Hudson Biggs. Mitchell Dean. They'll work it back outside the paint. Shot taken. Would go for Albert Schwartz. Long pass down the court, nearly intercepted by Nick Page. It goes out of bounds, just going to stay in the front court with Western. 3:12 left. We're in the fourth quarter. 42-36 Western in front. They're going to bring it in. Baseline right there in the corner by Coach Lewis. Coach Lewis is pointing. That ball nearly got his hand. He brought it back. He's athletic. Out top of the basketball, Carter Biggs. He'll bounce it outside the arc. Mitchell King, triple threat available. He'll hand off. Ian Thurston going to cross the lane and go off the glass. Right-handed layup just outside the paint. Ian Thurston for two. 44-36. 8-point advantage for Western. 2:44 left in the front court. Moving the basketball. Tanner Fields going to take a three. Got it. Tanner Fields, right elbow extended. Nothing but net from three-point land. Baseball pass to the front court. To get it to Logan Nelson. Outside the paint, to pick up his dribble. He gets the ball back from Hudson. Hudson Biggs going to bounce it out top. Ian Thurston working against him right there with Tanner Fields. Tanner Fields going to reach in, get the basketball. He's going to throw it up ahead. Albert Schwartz going to take it as a layup. He had a breakaway. He had Mitchell Dean behind him. He shot the layup. Got the sure two. 44-41. Ball tipped away. Going to be stolen. It's going to be a simultaneous possession. Jump ball. Going to give the ball back to Central Catholic. Back in the ball game for Western, we're going to see number 14, Patrick Hobson. Got some perspiration on the floor. Probably going to need a towel. We'll see here. So 2:06, they're checking the basketball out. They know it's got some perspiration on it. Or maybe they're checking out the standard. The ball's losing air. And then Coach Lewis tosses in another one. It's satisfactory. Pretty astute for the officials to pick up that small loss of air. So they put a new basketball in. It's going to be brought in center court. Right in front of the scores bench. Ben Major tosses it backcourt to Nick Page. 2:04, clock moving. 44-41, Western by three. Outside the arc, looking for a pass. Ben Major goes back out top. Nick Page, left side, three-point shot in the air. Short off the mark, wouldn't go for McCammon's. Rebound, tossed down low. They'll regather the basketball. Ben Major, they'll reset the offense in the front court. Going to work down the baseline. Reverse layup, wouldn't go. That was Albert Schwartz. That was pretty athletic. It nearly went. 44-41, 1:34 left, fourth quarter. Ball's in the front court. Western on the possession. Behind the back dribble, Ian Thurston. Outside the arc, Patrick Hobson. Hobson for three, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. They're going to stay the ball touched by Central Catholic. They stay holding the basketball right there out of bounds. As McCammon's going to give the ball back to Western. Right at the bucket on the baseline, going to be inbound by Ian Thurston. Guarding the inbound is Tanner Fields. They're working in ball tip picked up by Mitchell Dean. Baseline drive, the touch and big, he'll bring it back out. Out top near the center circle, I should say near the half-court line, Carter Biggs. And Bryce McCammon's going to get an inadvertent trip of Carter Biggs. And the bonus, in effect, is just still the 1-1. They're going to whistle this foul on Central Catholic. Bryce McCammon. Two shots, I should say 1-1. First shot, he should. Carter Big, back in the ball game for Western. Dylan Hightower, he's got a bit of a hiatus on the bench, not a whole lot, but he's in the ball game now. Taking a breather is Patrick Hobson. Second shot, Carter Big got both of them. 46-41, 1:12 left, crossing the timeline on the dribble. Nick Page, right side, Tanner Fields, back to Page. Left side, Ben Mazur, being guarded by Carter Big. They're working into paint, working his way down. Albert Schwartz will take a fadeaway. He'll get the bucket. Working there against Mitchell Dean. It's a good matchup all game long. He'll get the bucket. It's a three-point ball game. 58.1 seconds left. Western by three. Checking in during this timeout for Central Catholic. 22, Ray Clayton. And we do thank you for tuning in. And then we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. That's 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet, commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. We're mentioning the owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. He's open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. They're in Noblesville. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Worth the drive or the phone call, 317-773-4800. On the baseline, working his way left and right, he'll pass it in. Ian Thurston gets it into Patrick Hobson, back to Thurston. It'll be a traveling violation. Guarding him closely there was Tanner Shields. Going to give the ball back to Central Catholic. A three-point ball game. Ben Mazur back in the game. Where's number 10, 34, Albert Schwartz. Taking a breather is Bobby Metzger. And 22, Ray Clayton. They'll get it in. It'll be tipped by Mitchell Dean and stolen by by Western on the dribble out top. 31, Dylan Hightower. He's got some dribbling skills indeed. They're going to whistle the foul on 23, Tanner Field. Tanner Field picked up his third foul. Team foul number 9, so still the bonus. Dylan Hightower at the stripe. First shot up and good. He'll earn the second. 47-43. 47.4 seconds left. We're in the fourth quarter. Hightower second. Up and also good. 5-point ball game, 45 seconds left. Central Catholic in the front court. Nick Page outside to Art McCammon. Back to Page. He'll take a three. It'll win out. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board. Mitchell G. Dives for the board. 33 seconds left. Ball's in the backcourt. Being dribbled by Ian Thurston. He'll pick up the dribble. He'll pass it to the front court. Looking for a foul. Not a lot of fouls being called. There's a bump foul there. They were looking for the possession foul prior to that one. Carter Biggs. No whistle blown. They're going to call this foul on Central Catholic somehow. Bump foul again, and they call this one on Central Catholic. They're going to give the double bonus to Dylan Hightower. Second, first shot up and good. 26.4 left. That was inquisitive. 49-43. Hightower gets one more. We got both of them, 50-43, 25 seconds left. Cross the sideline in the front court. Page, he'll get it back to McCammon. He'll take a two-point shot. Rims off and go. Rebound, Albert Schwartz. Turn around outside the paint. He'll go off the glass. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he was fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot two. Two shots going to be awarded to Albert Schwartz. He makes it to the foul stripe. First time in the ballgame, I do believe. First shot up, wouldn't go. Back in the ballgame, Central Catholic, number 12, Bobby Metzger. Taking a breather, Ben Mazur. Carter Biggs, number 1 for Western. Going to come out of the ballgame, Patrick Hobbs. Number 14, back in the ballgame. Second shot, Albert Schwartz is good. Substitution in the ballgame, going to be number 22 for Central Catholic. Ray Clayton. Going to be a 30-second timeout called. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. RE/MAX, Anew Realty. Will be brought in. Thurston. We'll pass it on the baseline back to Mitchell Dean. He'll bring it in. He has the Hightower. Hightower was in the corner. He's going to be fouled quickly by Central Catholic Bobby Metzger. 12.9 left. We're going to see back in the ballgame for Central Catholic, 34, Albert Schwartz, and 10, Ben Mazza. After the first shot, double bonus now in effect. Dylan Hightower at the stripe. First shot rims around, wouldn't go. Substitutions in the ballgame, as mentioned. Taking a breather is number 12, Bobby Metzger, and 22, Ray Clayton. They'll have one more. That's 21, Dylan Hightower, a 5'7 senior. Second one is good. 51-44. To the front court in a hurry. Long three-point shot off the backboard. Chandler Fields wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Picked up by Hudson Biggs. He'll get it to Ian Thurston as the clock will run out. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Western 51. Central Catholic 44. We do thank you for tuning in. We appreciate our halftime guest. That's Athletic Director, Coach Tim Bournet, 87 graduate from Central Catholic High School. We thank my wife back home who helps she give with talk about a sound check and talk about keeping things smooth. We hope you'll tune in a couple of days from now. We'll be at Lewis Cass King High School, girls basketball, Hamilton Heights, and then Lewis Cass. That'll be a 6 o'clock varsity start, and we'll hope you'll tune in. Until then, we mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.